Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. This is Wednesday, be airing on the 3rd of July, by the way.
Good morning.
Which is heading into July 4th. We will have usually we have guest Thursdays on every Thursday, but tomorrow will be July 4th, so we'll actually have a devotion.
That'll be great.
That we'll do about that one, and it's always fun to celebrate holidays, and hope everybody joins us for that. And we're excited for the summer, and I know you're getting busy for preparation for a wedding coming up. And
absolutely, we're super excited.
We finally got our hotel room, and
excellent! So that worked. Good. Looking forward to that.
I think the guy that reserves it, I think he works somewhere else, and he must just part-time do this for the thing, so he never answers the phone.
Yeah, you're talking about the stage house in, right?
Right, yeah.
And
then he'll call me back. And of course, I'm usually on the phone. So we finally connected. And
Got a room. That little inn is part of the wedding venue owns it. And so the only guests that will be there that night will be from the wedding.
Yep.
But you're right. He absolutely is. He's not there all the time. No. So it's a little more complicated and you can't book it online, but it's going to be super fun to have everybody there.
Yep. Do they have a registry, by the way, for the gifts?
They do. Yes, they do.
Is it in the invitation?
It's on the back of the invitation. I believe either has the registry at the website at the Knot, or it's got a QR code on it. I don't remember how they did the invitation, but they may even have a QR code that takes them there.
Okay, great.
So,
well,
super exciting. Yeah. So we're looking forward. We've got wedding plans coming. And then when this airs, my family will actually be, I know you guys will be at the Biltmore.
Yep.
We will be down on a lake, little lake house for the week. Comically, we are at Daniels Lake and the address is 77 Daniels Road. So the Dan Riccone family is going to be about the Daniels.
The Daniels Lake. It's a good thing. All right.
So should be fun.
Yeah. We talked, last time about, as we finished kind of the section on calendar and just keep praying, urging, don't neglect this, receive the truth that God says, I want to have margin in your life. I want you to relax. I want you to have space. I do not want you to get tired and weary, which means you got to do less. But I'll assign you the things that I want you to do. And I would just say, don't neglect working at it and keep working at it, working at it, working at it. And if you have some individual things that you need assistance on or want to questions about, and I'm talking about how do I handle this versus that, send us in at abideministries.com and we'll be happy to questions@abideministry.com and we'll be happy to involve and give you some insight, because this is a tricky area. And interesting enough, it's universal because pruning happens to live branches that are growing. And it's necessary to keep pruning and cutting back and readjusting. And it's part of life. And by the way, it's not unique to Americans. It's every believer, every person around the world has an issue with this. And including, you'd think, even farmers in Africa, guess what? They have to do the same thing. They have to decide, what God wants them to live like. So don't neglect it. And we urge you to keep working at it. If you missed a few things, go back and learn through it, because we gave you a very specific work on how to go about it. The second piece of it is, hey, Joshua.
Hi.
Hey, just come and say hi for a second. This is Mr.
Hello.
This is Mr. Baylor here. He's a junior this year.
Wow, Sikkim Bears.
And then we'll have you. We'd like to get, we tape on Thursday, so we'd like to schedule you. I know you're going back to Dallas, but we'll schedule you. We'd like to catch up with you.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. How have you been?
It's great to see you. Great to see you.
Yeah. All righty. We'll see you guys.
Awesome.
All right.
I'll see you guys.
So it's about the second piece of this is now you can schedule your time better, but now it's the use of your energy, usually around what's on your mind. What are you occupied by? What do you think about? When you are with people, your wife, your husband, your kids, your grandkids, can you be free with them and enjoy them? Or are you occupied?
And be present.
Yeah, right? Be present. Or be occupied with the things of life. Last time we talked about one of the big things that occupy our minds is unforgiveness. And usually it's around conflict and opposition and people that have hurt us, oppose us, do things that are, really neglectful, unjust. And because we have a self-centered world dominated by self-centered people, all the time you have people that are basically doing unjust things, that just aren't doing things, well. Everybody we deal with in the world can be self-centered and not really care how it impacts you. If I need something or want something or I don't want to do something, I'm gonna just run you over, we know it's not just. But we have it all the time. So the forgiveness is between me and God, and what it does is free us up from the burden of constantly upset about this situation. And you said it last time, as you rehearse it, what happened, here's what I'm going to do, here's what I should do next, I don't want to be around him, I'm going to make sure that I don't help them, all these different things that we think about, well, then you're not in forgiveness, and you're carrying this emotional heaviness because of it. So he said, let me free you from that. And he said, now remember, this is separate from reconciliation, which we'll get to, because that's an important piece of the resolution of the conflict. So it's not to accept the conflict. And it's not to cave to the conflict. Well, whatever they want, I'll do. Isn't that holy? Actually, God says it's not, interesting enough. And we'll talk about that. But in order to set that up, and this is now as we release all the burdens of our mind, and one of which is going to be reconciliation and conflict, but we're going to have adversity, we're going to have things that are against us, things that aren't working. We have to learn how to let God bring resolution so that, and two things, if we expect, know, and believe that he's going to resolve it, and by the way, and this is important, Christian resolution usually gears to, I should just accept it. And isn't that, at least I'm holy because I'm accepting and surrendering to, I guess, then the best thing I can do is just live with it. And God says, that's not resolution. And we're going to talk about that. I'll resolve it, really. I'll really, really resolve it. And by the way, it'll be good for you, even if the other party doesn't participate in that. Now, he said it would be best for both if you do.
If they do, right.
But if they don't, I can still resolve it for you. And I will. And I care about you. And when you start to experience that, when you enter into a conflict, when you enter into a adversity, when you enter into something that doesn't work, you don't let it burden you. And we just had Aiden as a guest that he was in June 6th and 13th. We just taped him. He actually talked about this, is that he learned that if I learn to walk with God, I don't have to carry the burdens.
Right.
And that's what God is saying, is I want to give you freedom, not from things happening. So in other words, I'm not pulling you out of the world.
Right. You're going to still have trouble and adversity.
To put you in a bubble where nothing happens. He says things are going to happen. But when they happen, I can free you from the burden of that because I'm mm-hmm. going to resolve it. You know I'm going to resolve it. And now you start walking with me to resolve it. And one indicator that you're walking with God, which is what we'll talk about here, is you're not carrying the burden of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
He says, how? You got to give it to me. And you got to let me guide you and lead you now into my resolution. And that's a spiritual thing. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. So let's look at, now this is just to set up how we would approach all these issues. We're going to talk next time specifically about reconciliation because we raised it up last time that
right.
forgiveness is about relationship conflict, freed up in my heart, but I do have to move to reconciliation, and we'll talk about that. But to be able to do that, we have to operate walking with God. So go to Romans, first of all, just 8:5, Romans 8:5.
Sure. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
Yeah. Kind of a choice.
mm-hmm.
Talking to believers. And he says, if you're walking in the flesh where you're, and think about it in the context of what we're talking about, you're carrying burdens.
Mm-hmm.
Conflicts, adversities, all kinds of problems, things that aren't working, maybe something I did, a mistake I made. You're carrying the burden. In the flesh, you continue to carry that.
Right.
Okay.
And that, and thinking in terms of flesh too, is really just I'm doing it.
Yes.
I'm staying in self.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Now think about what you're doing is you got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're geared toward this, and I believe we're created this way. If you got a problem, you need a resolution to that problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of just a natural response.
Right.
I got a problem. I need a resolution to that problem. If you're in the flesh, you are the one trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're doing is you're playing out all the consequences of that. And you assume a lot of times, you know, mm-hmm. this is going to maybe not be great. And now what do I do? And you carry the burden, not only of the problem, but the burden of me trying to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying and I can't get there. And what if I make a mistake? And I do make mistakes. And what about? And how does this work? And you're constantly thinking.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do? And I still got this, and this problem hasn't gone away. It's still impacting
me. Right.
He said, if you walk according to the flesh, your mind is there.
Mm-hmm.
God says, exactly.
Right.
You can't have a life of freedom when your mind is occupied with this stuff.
Mm.
He says, it's not possible.
Right.
And he said, so pruning is I'm going to reorient your schedule. Now I have to help you walk with me and so that your mind becomes free. And he said, it's a choice. You can either try to figure it out yourself where you'll never get there. Or if you walk according to the Spirit, what did he say? You set your mind on what?
On things of the Spirit.
Well, let's go find that out. You know. And so,
mm-hmm.
and look at it this way. God says, I'll resolve every issue you got.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by the way, he doesn't say how. He doesn't say what that's going to mean. And it's not usually the way we think it should be done.
Right.
You know, like, for example, we talked about conflict. And I have this with people that have family issues. My mother treats me this way. And she hurts me and she's whacking me. And every time I see her, I get hurt. Okay. What would be a good resolution? God, change her.
mm-hmm.
If he would just change her and she would see what she's doing and be nicer and kinder and stop that nonsense, that would be mm-hmm. great resolution. And God says, I understand. I'm going to tell you something, daughter. She ain't changing.
Mm-hmm.
Her ego, her pride, her flesh, she doesn't have a heart to follow me, and she ain't going to change. Mm-hmm. So I have a different resolution for you. By the way, it's for you, and I can give you freedom if you let me do it. How? You got to be led by the Holy Spirit. Put your mind on the mm-hmm. things of the Spirit. Okay, Father, you'll resolve it. I'm willing to follow you, and I'm instead of me carrying the burden, mm-hmm. I'm going to follow you. And he said, if you do, set your mind on the Spirit, you'll start to receive it. He said, okay, so first of all, understand the truth of that and make a choice. Okay, now go to verses 12 to 17.
Actually, before we move on to that, yeah. I just want to point out, because we did have Aiden June 6th and 13th in yeah. that episode on the 6th, he talked about how God has really taught him this last year, in particular through tennis, the beauty of a sound mind.
Yes.
And that is exactly what you're talking about right here, is him learning to release and depend on the Spirit to lead.
Right.
And not in himself. And that's a lot of that sound mind,
yeah,
right?
That's
this
right.
verse right here. So yeah. I love that this came up right after we interviewed
yeah.
him.
That's kind of cool. So read verses 8, 12 to 17.
Sure. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, but to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father.
Yeah. And keep going.
Keep going. Oh, yeah.
Through 17.
The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together.
Yep. So he said, first of all, and this is kind of important. If you're living in the flesh, walking in the flesh, setting your mind on the mm-hmm. on the things of the flesh, you figuring it out, you trying to resolve it yourself, he said, it's going to burden you, and you're going to mm-hmm. carry a burden, and you're not going to have freedom. He said, you're not obligated to operate that way.
Mm-hmm.
So do not accept that this is normal. As, mm-hmm. if we, and by the way, this is one of the things that I've observed in small groups, is they actually, in a sense, reward and honor this. Mm-hmm. And that is, I'm so sorry for your problem. I'm so sorry that you're burdened by your problem. I hope you figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're going to suffer through it, but that's the way life is. And at least you have a place to share it.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I call the blind leading the blind. And Paul would say, nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you're not obligated to think that way, operate that way. Don't live that way. Mm-hmm. Help each other be led by the Holy Spirit because you will then receive freedom if you be led by the Holy Spirit, because he'll resolve it. And your energy needs to not wallow in the problem or your burden of solving it, but rather let's go to God and let him walk us into the resolution. And he mm-hmm. said, if you are, you'll be a child of God. And if he's leading, what do I have to do?
Just follow.
I got to learn to follow, which is why we spend so much time in hearing God's voice and abiding and constantly mm-hmm. using your inner circle. That's what your inner circle is supposed to be, by the way. Not saying, you know, I'm so sorry for you, but rather, I understand it. Let us walk with you into God's resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And let's all be led by the Holy Spirit. He said, you're not having the spirit of bondage. And see, he used that word purposely. The opposite of bondage is what? Freedom.
Freedom.
He said, you don't have to live in a life of bondage, not having freedom, but have freedom, the life of a toddler that says, Abba, Father. And you can look at it and experience it. And he gives us a picture. And you can be around toddlers there. They're completely free
mm-hmm.
because there's no burden. They don't even know what burden is. And it's like, well, what do I do now? What do I do now? What do I do now? Now, they can make mistakes. You can mm-hmm. even discipline them, and they receive it. And as soon as it's over, they don't even think remember
right.
it happened. They just, okay, now what? You know. And God said, that's the life I want you to have, is the freedom of what do we get to do now, Dad, as you lead me and guide me into resolution, and I'm going to put my focus on being led by the Spirit. And he said, the Spirit will confirm with you that you're my child, and I will bring resolution. Everything that is Christ will be yours. You got to share in his suffering. And the suffering is surrender of my will, which he did in Gethsemane, and then put to death the flesh, which he did at the cross. Share in that, and then go follow him, and everything will be given, because I'll guide you. And then he says specifically, by the way, this is what the Holy Spirit is doing. Go to Romans 8, 26 and 27.
Says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
Yep. He said the Holy Spirit's job is to intercede with the Father and say, Father, what is your will for Rich? He's got a conflict. He's got an adversity. He's got a problem that is heavy. You know, it's important and it's on there. What is your will for us to bring him along the path of resolution? And that he knows, because he said, remember, my job, the Holy Spirit, is to confirm with you that you're on the path with me, because you're my child. And that will give him the release of the burden. And the Holy Spirit's praying, what's your will? What step we need to take? What do you want him to do? What's his instruction? And if he has a heart to hear me, I'll communicate that to him. And he'll know it, and he'll feel good about it, not necessarily even as a result, but he know it will be.
Right.
And he doesn't have to live in bondage. He can live in freedom, because that's our role. Now, by the way, if we're not listening, he'll his question to the Father is, what can we do to get him to listen? And by the way, and this is kind of cool, and we have this happen all the time, people discover our podcast. People wind up coming to a retreat. They don't even know what they're coming to. People sign up for the courses. But somebody said, you know what? If you're burdened, why don't you try this, you know? And God said, well, I gave it to them on a platter, you know, for them to to go pursue it. And he's working all the time. By the way, that's one of our growth of the current ministry is we're starting to see there's more and more hearts interested in hearing God's voice.
Yes.
And we have the material that God gave us, you know, to give it away. And so however it takes, the Holy Spirit wants to lead you. I'll resolve it. And he says, as you do, you'll understand something. So go to Colossians 3:15. He said, this is how you'll begin to understand this.
And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful.
Yep. And the word there is umpire. Let it determine whether you're being led by the Spirit or not. Are you at peace? Are you getting confirmation? If you are, you're not heavy burdened. You're at shalom. You're, well, I know I'm on the right path. And the right path is going to lead me to resolution. And I get to be with God, who reinforces that. And he said, let that be a great indicator for you. That if you're there, then you're walking with me. If you're not there, what you say is something's not right. And either I'm not hearing correctly, or I'm not hearing at all, or I'm struggling, or I'm still trying to, I got my mind on the flesh and on the Spirit. By the way, this is the value of the inner circle, is that, and we all do that. We just had a retreat, you know, in France. One of the questions is, you know, how are you enjoying living in the kingdom of God? You know, and if somebody says, I'm struggling with that, I'm struggling.
I'm not hearing you right now, Rich.
Okay. It's recording. Okay. Stop.
Oh, okay. Now you're back.
Yep. When we were just in France with our leaders, one of the questions we ask is, you know, are you enjoying, you know, the peace of God? And if somebody says, well, I'm struggling or whatever, we don't say what's wrong with you.
Right.
We would just say, okay, well, let us help you walk back into the relationship, being led by the Spirit. Talk to me about what's going on, but let me get you past the flesh and re-engage with the Holy Spirit. And by the way, that's the value of the inner circle that's critical. And then if you do that, he says, a couple other indicators I give you is Romans 14:17. The kingdom of God is, what does he say?
Says, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
In the Holy Spirit. So
yes,
to get God's resolution, we have to live in the kingdom. We have to surrender our will to be in the kingdom and let him be king. If I'm in the flesh, I'm in my own will, and I'm not in the kingdom. He said, if you're in the flesh, you put your mind in the flesh and you're going to be burdened. If you're in the kingdom, you put your mind on the Spirit and he will give you peace, joy, and righteousness, and you'll understand it, so that the answer as you're looking at your mind is, are you at peace? Are you at joy? See, because he doesn't say here when it all gets resolved.
Right.
That's not what he says.
That's so important. Yes.
Yeah. He says, now in the kingdom of God, while you're working through this conflict that we're going to talk about next time, you can have peace and joy because I believe three things. You learn that he is going to resolve it, and you trust it, and you're never thinking this will never work.
Right.
You're saying, I don't know how it's going to work, but God's going to resolve this, and I know it. And if I know I'm going to get resolution, that alone takes a lot of burden off of me.
Right. Absolutely.
Secondly, that I'm seeing God at work along the way. Things happen, and you recognize, ooh, look at that. Yep, that was an encouragement. That was helpful. That was something that worked.
Right.
And God brings these actions, these activity, this wondrous work, supernatural stuff along the path. And then third is you're in fellowship with the God of the universe, who has great joy to be with you, and just you being with him has great joy for you, and because of the relationship. So even think of, you know, if you and Dan are facing a problem, if you together are in having sweet fellowship, it releases a lot of the pressure of that.
Absolutely.
That you still got the issue.
Right.
But just being together, you just have a sense of just strength and joy about that. So God says the relationship is what I care about, which is why I want you to be in the kingdom of God. And I can't resolve. He says, I want to resolve it. I will resolve it, but you got to be with me in the kingdom. I can't resolve it anyplace else because it's spiritual stuff.
Right.
So as we say, let's lift the burdens of the mind, we set up the premise of one is learn forgiveness, but even learning forgiveness really requires what we're saying now is learn to walk with the Spirit. And we would urge you that if this is something that's hard for you or you're not sure, send us in at questions@abideministry.com, and we were happy to help you. We would urge you to, you know, get involved with courses, retreats, get your inner circle to all start learning what it means to walk with God, because we can help each other. Stay our minds on the Spirit and not go back to the flesh where the burdens are. And if we learn that together, our life is so much better because we have freedom.
It's funny, even as you say that, I'm reminded again, I just keep pulling back. Aiden's podcast was so full of nuggets of wisdom, so much in there. But he had an emphasis at one point on consistency and how God had talked him consistency. And that's really one of the things you're talking about now is consistency in that intimacy and that relationship with God. And you don't wait until there's a crisis to start developing that intimacy with him.
Right.
You start the consistency of abiding with him right here, right now. And then that is already in place and your heart is already prepared as you're going into these seasons. So I think that's an important part of what you're talking about as well, is that mind stayed on Christ, the mindset on the Spirit. That's consistency. That's delighting yourself in his word. You know, Psalms 1, 2, and 3, delight, meditate on his word day and night. All of that is part of what we're talking about, right?
Not that difficult, is it?
Yeah.
But it is, that's it. Because if we do, we just begin to, anything that life throws at us, which by the way, God said, life's going to have lots of trouble because you're living mm-hmm. in a fallen world controlled by the enemy. But I can overcome that and I can have you live in freedom in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're trying to talk about, Christ clutter in the calendar, is that it's freeing up your calendar, but now it's freeing up the clutter of your mm-hmm. mind to start letting God resolve things so that you can live a life of joy. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for these beautiful verses that you lead us. You resolve things. Your heart is to do that. Our role is just to follow. And I just mm-hmm. pray that we all learn that. It's not that complicated. We can hear your voice. We can abide with you and receive real answers to things that are bothering us, knowing that you will resolve them. And it's not to just accept them, but rather to walk into your resolution. Mm-hmm. So we praise you and thank you. And may all of us start to experience freedom of the clutter of our mind. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much, Rich. And thank you to everyone who's joined us. If you have questions, send them in to us at questions@abideministry.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.